Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and neurooptimal neurofeedback. So that's everything that's happening at Om these days. So today we're going to talk about the drip and the dralla. And this month I've been reading and teaching out of a wonderful book called Ruling Your World, Ancient Strategies for Modern Life by a gentleman by the name of Sakyong Mipham Rinpoche. And he's now the head of the Shambhala Buddhist lineage. And he's the son of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, who had escaped Tibet during the Tibetan uprising with the Chinese communists in 1959. And he brought these traditions and teachings to the U.S. in the 70s. And in this book, he talks about drip and drala. They're two words in the Tibetan language that represent the sort of closed, stressed state of mind versus an open, fluid state of mind. So drip represents the closed state. It's a negative view of our lives and those around us. It's obstacles that we put in our path with fear-based thinking, worrying, planning, trying to control outcomes, and feeling stuck in the past or fretting over the future. So the thoughts are like the drip, drip, drip of a faucet that can be noisy or even subtle and occur as a background noise. Either way, it's annoying and it creates tension and stress. The big problem is that we're so used to this drip, 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 it's become the normal background noise of our lives. And this drip, drip, drip is a great metaphor for the thoughts that go on in our minds when we sit in meditation. They're like a dripping faucet, annoying and distracting and keeping us narrowly focused on this little me of our existence. It blocks our view of the most fundamental concept in Tibetan Buddhism and thought as the place that we're connecting with a meditation called basic goodness, a capacity that all humans have within us. It gets overshadowed by fear, doubt, and negativity, whether that's about ourselves or our others. Drip attracts obstacles like putting a layer of soot or goo over any ability to have a wider perspective where accomplishing what we want becomes more difficult. Now, drala is the opposite, and it literally means above the enemy. Drala gathers people, spaces, and situations that reflect gentleness, discipline, harmony, and deep appreciation. It's our link between our own vastness and the vastness of the universe, where anything is possible. So how does this translate to our meditation practice? Is that it reminds us that we can catch ourselves when we focus on the drip, drip, drip of thoughts, and that with a little effort and discipline, we can widen that focus to remember our own limitless nature and learn to trust it and keep returning there again and again. And where this translates to life is when we notice we're caught up in the limited and narrow focus of our personal struggle, and that with a gentle breath, we can lean into the basic goodness of ourselves and others and let go a little into some new possible experience or outcome. So our practice today is going to be about noticing that drip, drip, drip of thoughts and then gently returning to drala, the vast spaciousness through the breath. So go ahead and get yourselves in a comfortable position so we can begin. You can either sit with your back supported or you can sit up straight, maybe on a cushion or two on the floor, and let your hands rest in your lap. I like to put my left palm on top of my right palm, resting open with my thumbs touching. We call this Zen Mudra. Lowering your chin just enough to let the back of your neck lengthen out the crown of your head, and this helps your spine lengthen. Good. So settling in and allowing yourself to start with three cleansing breaths, inhaling as deeply as you can through the nose, and blowing as slowly as you can through the mouth. Nice. Two more times. Inhaling deeply. And blowing nice and slow. One last one. This long, slow, deep breath allows you to make the transition from your busy life or from listening and to get really settled in and commit to going inside into your meditation practice. And then allow your breath to transition to in and out of the nostrils. And noticing the temperature of the air today, the quality, if it's moist or if it's dry, cold or warm. Noticing the breath as it comes out of the body through the nostrils and the subtle differences. And then allow the breath to move down into the soles of your feet, really connecting the mind with the feet through this breath. And then moving the breath into your ankles, up into your shins and calves, into your knees and thighs, and feeling all of the lower legs get heavy. Releasing, letting go of any holding on the legs. And then move the breath into the hips, the floor of the pelvis and the low back, the low belly. Softening with breath as you move through the torso, into the ribs, the middle back, the diaphragm. Expanding up into the chest and under the arms. Feeling the shoulder blades glide down your back and tuck in like wings while the heart softens and rises in the chest. Let your collarbones spread and your shoulders slide to the elbows, wrists, and fingertips. Again, lowering that chin just slightly so you can feel the back of the neck lengthen. Soften the jaw and let the teeth be parted slightly. Let the eyes roll down and feel the release of the face, scalp and hair and ears. And imagine that the crown of the head is holding up the sky, just open to the vastness of the sky. Nice. And then we move back towards the breath and we connect the mind with the breath by naming it, breathing in as we inhale. Breathing out as we exhale a few times, just to get focused. And as we sit still and let go of doing, we start to notice the drip, drip, drip of the background noise of our thoughts. And when we catch ourselves in that narrow focus, we simply deepen our breath, name it again a few times to reconnect with the present moment, and trust in the spaciousness that we have within. Keep practicing, and I'll check in with you in just a few minutes. Notice if that dripping faucet has started again. Gently remind yourself it's just a drip, drip, drip of thoughts. Bring yourself back to two or three breaths that you can label. And then surrender again to being present, aware, and witnessing the moment through sensation, sound, pure awareness.
Thank you.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home. And we're sitting, practicing, noticing the dripping faucet of thoughts, recommitting to the practice through labeling breath, and then letting go into the vastness of the self and everything around you. Letting yourself expand rather than contract into the small space of your mind.
Thank you.
begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling and your state of mind. And remind yourself that your practice today was perfect just as it is. It's all about cultivating awareness and some discipline and gentleness to learn to be present. Bring the breath into the base of your spine, and as you inhale, draw that breath up your back. And exhale the breath down the front of the body. Two more times, inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Gahan on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. Or if you want to call, you can call 949-415-6718 and ask about meditation, stress relief, coaching, and neurofeedback. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today and wish you peace along your way.